RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll take your phone calls, 833-804-0910. You could tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air as we are reacting to the breaking news that Marcus Mariota will start Sunday against the New York Giants, or more specifically, the breaking news that Jaden Daniels will be held out. I'm not that shocked that Marcus Mariota is going to get the start, because I think from the head coach's perspective, he's got to do everything possible to get his team to have a better performance. And in the last few weeks, Marcus Mariota has had better performances. So I'm not really shocked that Marcus Mariota will start, but the fact that Jaden Daniels is being held out Sunday and it's being announced Wednesday after they were telling us that he could have come back in the game Sunday does not make any sense to me. It does not make any sense to me. Through medical evaluations, the doctors advise we hold him out for this Sunday, even though the medical evaluation said he could have come back in last Sunday. How does that make any sense? I don't get it, personally. I don't get it. It makes it seem like they should not have played him last week because he was not fully healthy, because he could not land on that elbow and continue playing. Will Jaden come back next week? I mean, that'd be weird. Will he practice? Limited. And then they're going to look at it again next week? And then what? Are they going to make a decision on Monday or Tuesday? The imaging was good, right? So you talk to Jaden Daniels on Monday and the medical team talked to him and you decide not to play him. I mean, I think the truth is they should not have played him the previous Sunday then. They listened to Jaden and he wanted to play and didn't listen to the medical advice of the doctors. That's what this seems like. Like, I go back to the conversation we had when Jaden was drafted. The same conversation we had when it didn't work out with RG3. There needs to be an adult in the room that will sit Jaden down and tell him, we cannot play you because of risk of injury. But they played him. And then he got hurt. And then they held him out. I mean, all the questions need to be about Jaden, because this doesn't make sense. How could he have come back in on Sunday after falling down on his elbow, directly on his elbow, grabbing his elbow, running to the sidelines, getting evaluated, and then saying that he could have come back in? But then on Wednesday, it's revealed that medically he'll be held out for this Sunday. Like, they messed this up and they know it. They know it. We all wanted him to return, and Jaden wanted to return. But if he was not fully healthy, then you should not have allowed him to return. We need more information on this injury, right? Landing on the elbow, but he does not dislocate it, and there's no structural setback, but it was a heavy hit and it caused re-aggravation? Okay, so it's really bruised. Like, shouldn't he be able to play through that? Like, Dan Quinn said the one thing you don't want him to do is land on it directly. He landed it on it directly on a play in which he threw an interception and then was chasing a guy down. What's happening? I don't understand. What's happening in Washington is not shutting down Jaden Daniels because of an injury. To me, it's they're shutting down Jaden Andrews out of fear of further injuring himself. Because I think this front office realizes that from what they've seen from Jaden as of late, he cannot protect himself. He can't protect himself. And of course, the reps are important. The reps for a quarterback late in the season are significant. So you can work on your technique, so you can work on different spots in a game, two-minute drive. There's so much value in those reps, and Jaden's got to be able to scramble and make a play and keep his eyes downfield, and those are valuable reps for sure. So this is now the third injury, three different injuries, but it's the first time that supposedly he's re-injured something. We are getting close to, I think, damaging Jaden Daniels mentally. Doesn't make in and out of the lineup, in and out, in and out. All right, now game plan for this week, and you're going to start. Nope, now we're holding you out for next week. In and out, in and out. They're destroying his confidence. Could he ever turn Sunday when he injured it? But then he's held out the following Sunday? I mean, I'm no doctor, but that doesn't make sense at all. It really doesn't. And so now this team, once again, with their back against the wall, with a backup quarterback, how do they respond? Without tight end number one, with a struggling defense on the road, this is the kind of game on Sunday where Dan Quinn either, you know, regains some control of that locker room and gets the energy from his players, or he completely loses it. Completely loses it. I think we're dangerously close to that. They say they're going to do more testing on Jaden next week, but I don't understand this whole thing of Jaden could have come back on Sunday, and there was no report about a setback on Monday, and now on Wednesday, he's held out for Sunday. Like, even if it's a setback, couldn't he ice it up today, Thursday, Friday, and then make his return Sunday? Because I really think they're holding him out now out of fear that he's going to re-injure himself. And if we've gotten to that point, the next step is going through the draft and interviewing quarterbacks. Have we gotten that far already? I still believe in Jaden Daniels. He needs to play. I'm kind of shocked by this from Dan Quinn. I really am. Now, look, I'm not a doctor, and if the medical staff says he's not healthy, you have to listen to them. But they said he could have come back in last Sunday. That's what doesn't make sense to me. And from what I watched, it looked like maybe he redislocated it. Nope, Dan Quinn said he did not redislocate it. There was no more structural damage. They're just scared then. This is where we've gotten already with our second-year quarterback. It's shocking. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The news from Ashburn today: Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels will not play on Sunday against the New York Giants. He was knocked out in the 31-0 loss to the Minnesota Vikings after he landed hard on his left elbow, which he had dislocated in Week 9. Now, Quinn said Daniels could have returned to the game, but with the score at 17-0, and it was the third quarter, they decided to insert backup Marcus Mariota. Now, Dan Quinn just spoke to the media and said that Daniels aggravated the injury with further examinations by the doctors Monday to show that, no, there was no structural damage or a setback, but he will be held out this Sunday. There's a chance he could return the following week against the Eagles, but once again, we are dealing with Jaden Daniels going in and out of the lineup. Sunday will mark the 7th game Jaden Daniels has missed because of an injury this season. We are entering week 15, and he hasn't played half the season. That's how bad this has gotten. Now, when he dislocated the elbow against the Seahawks, my initial reaction is, that is ugly. That looks like damaging to ligaments. And I did not think there was going to be any chance that he would return this season. I mean, it looked like the guy broke his freaking arm. Then when they said that he avoided structural damage, and that it was kind of the cleanest version of that injury possible, there was a chance he might return in a few weeks to a month, right? And so he gets hurt in the Seahawks game, November 2nd. He's out November 9th. He's out the Madrid trip November 16th. He's out the bye week. He was out the Broncos game, and he made his return a month and 5 days later against the Minnesota Vikings. And he didn't look like himself, but for the first time, he had his top three receivers, he had his tight ends, and he had a full, healthy offensive line. And he looked bad. And he did not look like himself mentally or even physically. The way he was running around, he kind of was favoring one arm for sure. And even with the way he was taking hits, I was holding my breath the entire game. And then on fourth down, early in the third quarter. Now, here's the other thing. The game was not out of reach. We're talking about the NFL. We've seen already this year the Denver Broncos come back from like 30 points in the fourth quarter. This was 17-0 in the third. But the play was awful. It was a bad look for Daniels. It was a bad look for Cliff Kingsbury. And, of course, a terrible look for Dan Quinn with his starting quarterback chasing down Andrew Van Ginkel, getting knocked down directly on the elbow, lying on the ground. I mean, my heart stopped. It felt like time stopped around the globe when Jaden Daniels was lying on the ground in the middle of the field. And he got up, and he went to the sideline, and he got evaluated. And Dan Quinn said he could have come back in. But now this week, he's being held out. Here's what's happening in my mind. Now, you guys listen to Dan Quinn. We played the entire press conference. And to be honest with you, I was only going to air 5 minutes, but that thing was juicy. I was fired up for all the questions we got from John Keim, Nikki Javala, and others. And Dan Quinn, in my mind, this is what he said, right or wrong. I portrayed his press conference as him saying Marcus Mariota will start Sunday and Jaden Daniels will be out and we will reevaluate him next week. And Jaden Daniels, I'm not sure he gives us the best chance to win right now with where he's at mentally and where he's at physically and what we saw on tape. I'm not sure Jaden Daniels is mentally ready to play again. And I, Dan Quinn, don't trust Jaden Daniels to protect himself. That's what I thought I heard from my head coach. You don't trust your starting quarterback to protect himself. And so you were going to hold him out from having a setback to his injury that would derail his offseason. The way he plays, he needs a full offseason right now. That was Dan Quinn saying, I don't trust Jaden Daniels to protect himself. Because they had to have had conversations all week long about protecting himself, about the most important thing for Jaden Daniels' ability is availability, right? And Dan Quinn was asked about him diving at first, and he said, look, he's giving himself up. I don't think Dan Quinn is being honest, because I don't think any head coach in America watched Jaden Daniels come back from a dislocated elbow and thought it was good to see him sliding head first and putting his elbow into harm's way. He put himself into harm's way in that game over and over again, and then eventually got himself injured and taken out of the game. I don't think the head coach can watch that film and say that Jaden Daniels is mentally ready to go out there and start, play, finish the game, and protect himself. I don't think so, from what I saw. There's no reason to chase that interception. McLaurin got him. McLaurin's one of the fastest guys on the field. He was going to run him down. And then we have to talk about why you threw that interception, right? All week long, the discussion was anytime Andrew Van Ginkel is on your side, you cannot throw a screen. He has made a living in the league picking off those passes. And yet Cliff calls the play. Jaden doesn't recognize that Van Ginkel's there. And he throws the terrible interception on a screen pass that was blown up from the start and wasn't going to work anyway on a fourth down that was going to be a failed fourth down, just like all the fourth downs this season that have been awful. I think Dan Quinn has told us that Jaden is out for this weekend, and we'll reevaluate after talking with him, because right now we currently don't feel like he can go out there and perform at a high level and also protect himself. Watch the tape. Watch the tape. He had a terrific first drive, and then Debo dropped the ball, and it looked like Jaden lost his confidence. He did not understand where his blitz beaters were, right? I mean, it was the most frustrating thing to watch Jaden struggle in that game against Minnesota, who had been awful, who had been awful the week before. I don't know where we're going here for the rest of this season, but it seems like Dan Quinn's losing the locker room every single week and might lose a job at the end of the season. I don't know if I see another win. Let's go to the phone lines, 833-804-0910. We've got Tim in Midlothian. What's up, Tim?
Hey, man, things are going good. I'm listening to you rant and rave, but I think you're missing out on one important part of the equation. And, you know, the Commanders are the games that remain are meaningless. I mean, they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Compare Daniels playing last week to Justin Herbert playing, who had surgery on Monday, playing on Thursday with a protected glove on his hand.
No, 100%, Tim. Here's my only thing I would say, though, because you're right, right? There's a difference between Herbert trying to make the playoffs and Jaden when the season's over. But if everybody in that locker room like Von Miller and Bobby Wagner and the O-line, if they're beat up and they're playing through their pain, then Jaden should as well. He shouldn't be treated different than anybody else.
Well, what about a draft pick? Maybe you just hunker down and call it a day and look forward to next year. Because when you say Daniels can't protect himself, can the O-line protect him? Can the, you know, does he have guys to throw to and so on? I mean, I think, and of course they've got their snake bitten by the RG3 situation, you know, where now he came in and played that last game. They were tied with the Cowboys trying to get in the playoffs, and they did. They ran over top of the Cowboys that year. But, you know, I think they're a little snake bitten by that. That's fresh in their minds.
Hey, Tim, I think you made a good point, though. Like, the optimistic way to approach this is Jaden will be held out, Marcus Mariota will start, will continue to lose games, and maybe end up getting the number one overall draft pick.
I mean, you got the Philadelphia left, right?
Yeah.
Don't they play them twice, maybe, or something?
Yeah,
crazy like
and
that,
Dallas.
Once,
and if the Giants beat us, we end up getting a better draft pick than them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the preferred course of action, but you know, it is half full, I guess, instead of half empty.
Yeah.
But anyway, I heard you on there ranting and raving. I had a little time. Hey, don't forget to also write up 95. Talk about Pete Alonso signing with the Orioles.
Oh yeah. Tim, I appreciate you chiming
that's
in.
Biggest news up there. That's big news, man.
Yeah, it certainly is. We were talking about it during the break. Jeremy's fired up. For the move made by the Orioles. I wonder how good Pete Alonso will be at the end of that deal. Jeremy, what did you think Alonso signing with the Orioles?
It's a lot of money. That's my big takeaway. It's a lot of money for Pete Alonso. He is a good defensive first baseman. I just don't know if he's worth all of that. I think the Orioles overpaid because they missed out on Schwarber, who returned to the Phillies. They kind of got second prize here. I don't love the signing, but it could work out in the short term.
Yeah, Alonso bolts the Mets for the Orioles. $155 million five-year deal. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, just like Tim, 833-804-0910. Call AWOD, 833-804-0910. We'll catch up with Bill Roth on the Cowan Gates Hokies update coming up next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Your home for the Hokies and the Hoos. VCU men's basketball game tonight at the Stew, taking on New Mexico. You'll hear me at 6:15 for the Good Feed Store tip-off show before we hand it off to Rodney Ashby and Robbie Robinson. Joining us right now for the Cowan Gates Hokies update, it's Bill Roth. What's up, Bill?
Good afternoon. How are things down in Richmond today?
You know, we were doing good until the latest news about Jaden Daniels not playing on Sunday against the Giants. I mean, it's just been such a difficult season for all of us fans, and now to see him go in and out of the lineup again, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's a tough season for him and clearly for Commanders fans. Hey, how about the Virginia Hall of Fame class that just got announced?
Yeah, I mean, incredible names in there.
It might be the best class ever. By the way, for those that don't know, Mike Vick got inducted into the College Football National Football Foundation Hall of Fame last night in Las Vegas. But today was announced that Mike, who's currently, of course, the head coach at Norfolk State, is going into the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame. But the list is unbelievable, man. Tony Bennett and Wally Walker from UVA basketball, Grant Hill, who played at Duke but, you know, is from Virginia. Boo Williams, probably the greatest AAU boys and girls basketball coach in the country, who's from down in Hampton Roads. Christy Oliver, she's the head coach of the Phoenix Mercury. So it's quite a Terry Driscoll, who was a legendary administrator over at William & Mary. Pretty impressive group, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a personal relationship or a story of any of those guys?
Well, with Mike, of course, and some with Boo Williams, who sent a bunch of our players up here. But, of course, I've known Mike, obviously, since he was in high school down in Newport News and during his high school career, his collegiate career at Tech, and then, of course, in the NFL, and his story everyone knows. So knew Mike back when he was running around as an 11th grader. And it'll be a good class. It'll be a great ceremony in Richmond here next spring.
Yeah. Michael Vick changed my life as a sports fan. I mean, number 7 was all over my wall. I bought the shoes. I played basketball in the shoes. That's how much I was obsessed with him.
That's cool, yeah. I mean, he certainly changed. He changed quarterback rooms at colleges around the country and likely in the NFL too, but he clearly changed Virginia Tech's program for the 2 seasons that he played for the Hokies back in 99 and 2000.
Bill Roth with us here for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the college football playoffs, and Notre Dame's AD has been pretty outspoken here. What were your thoughts on Selection Sunday?
I think I agree with both sides to a certain extent. The pre-announcement shows leading up to it are probably unnecessary. They build a lot of drama and interest. I don't know that we need to create fake drama and interest to this playoff. It's going to change the selection process, I think. It'll likely change the number of teams that get into the playoffs. It'll expedite that change, which is something that we've been working on. When we clearly have teams that could win the college football playoff that aren't in it, that's a problem. And I think I'm not a Notre Dame fan or a BYU fan, but you could clearly see where those teams could at least make a good run in this, and they should likely be in it. So I think that'll be a change. The number needs to go up from 12. And I think ESPN likely needs to do away with these weekly shows where we're trying to dissect things. And I'm all about not having committees. I'd like it to look more like the NFL playoff, where you could like kind of see the picture and you know what the tiebreakers are, not someone's feelings. I wonder what it'll look like in 10 years when the whole landscape will likely be changed. But for 26, I think we clearly need to tweak some things.
Yeah, Bill, here's my honest opinion. I like the TV show. I like the drama, and I think the committee got it right. And I think that anybody that's complaining, you could keep complaining, but we should not change anything. JMU belonged as a 12-1 football team. I would even argue they belonged over Tulane, whose best win was just against Duke. So look, I think people complain all they want. I don't think anything should change. I think it will. And of course, it's because the money is going to be involved, and you know, the big conferences want to get their teams in more. I think that the TV show was awesome drama, and everybody's upset because their team didn't get in. But I think this is the correct way. The committee had to release the rankings with Miami getting in, with JMU getting in, with BYU getting left out.
Yeah, Notre Dame's reaction probably isn't appropriate. And I think moving forward, I think their AD and Jim Phillips will talk in private. That would be one thing. I don't think it's a good look for Notre Dame to whine about it and then to totally bail on the bowl situation. You know, bowls are important to college football. Notre Dame is the biggest contributor institutionally to college football in our country. And, you know, I hate it when kids want to stop playing. I mean, you'll regret that eventually, right? One more game with your teammates and you're so upset you don't want to play. So good for Georgia Tech. They'll get the opportunity to play BYU in Orlando.
Virginia Tech men's basketball bounced back from the loss in the Bahamas to the Rams. A couple of good wins, South Carolina in the ACC-SEC Challenge, and taking down George Mason in an in-state rivalry game. They've got Western Carolina coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, that was disappointing the way that they defended down in the Bahamas, but they came back, and Mason had been unbeaten.
Yeah.
I don't know how tested they were, but the Hokies played really well in that game, and we'll see how this looks moving forward. You know, I think that one thing that's hurt Tech in the past when they've been on the bubble is they haven't had enough quality early season wins, and they missed a couple of opportunities. So now they're going to become big St. Joe's Hawks fans, and they'll become George Mason fans, but they're going to have a good year in the league. They're going to have a very good ACC season, and there's enough Q quality quad one opponents to help them, and they've got four quad two wins already, which is good. But you'd hate to see them sitting on the bubble again, and we look back to November and the Bahamas is the reason they didn't get in.
Yeah, have you heard an update on our guy Toby LaWall and his injury?
Not only that it's indefinite, so they don't know. It's not day to day. I don't think he'll play tomorrow night, but they've defended okay without him. But boy, they could certainly use his rebounding, and you know, he's a hard guy to defend, and so when he's not in the game, it's making things easier for opposing teams to defend the Hokies right now.
Bill Roth with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. This is the Cowan Gates Hokies update, and you know, every year at ACC kickoff, I get the opportunity to sit down with the head coach of several ACC schools, and I really did enjoy every conversation I had with the head coach, Brent Pry. And, you know, Pry made me smile. I'll never forget when he told me he loved my energy on air. And I was so happy to hear that it looks like that he is going to be returning to Virginia Tech, working with James Franklin once again, this time as the defensive coordinator.
Well, that is not official yet. That is not official. None of these coaching changes, additions, or subtractions that have leaked out are official. But that would be one heck of a story, wouldn't it? That just 3 months after what happened to Coach Pry getting fired, if he would return, that would be somewhat unprecedented. You know, Zach Arnett, who was coached Mississippi State for a year, is going back to Mississippi State to be their defensive coordinator. They have announced that. It's clearly a new day in college football, and I think we'll know more here in the coming days, but that would be one of the really cool stories for a good guy like Brent Pry.
In his first few years as head coach, was he calling the plays defensively?
He called the defensive plays the first year at Virginia Tech. Yes, he did. And then he turned it over in years two and three to Chris Marv. who had been one of his players at Vanderbilt. And then last year it was Sam Cifkus who came over from the Arizona Cardinals.
How do you think this can help bring back some of the guys that are currently on the roster?
Well, that is a loaded question. You made an assumption there that they want some of them back.
Mm. I guess you're right.
I think the Coach Pry, what it does give, if this does happen, it gives Franklin someone that knows the team intimately and the talent. So, it's a new day at Tech, and I think we saw the recruits. The recruits came from Penn State. I think you'll see some portal players from Penn State. You'll see some assistant coaches from Penn State. And I think that's why it'll be a new-look roster next year for Virginia Tech. But let's see how it plays out first. Again, nothing has officially been announced, so let's see what happens first. But clearly the Hokies need a talent infusion, and I think that's going to start here in a couple of weeks when the portal opens.
Bill, always appreciate you taking the time to join us.
You bet, my man. Have a good week.
That is Bill Roth for the Cowan Gates Hokies Update. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. Grant and Danny will take over next from 3 o'clock to 6:15. And then I'll be back on the mic as I transition from the studio to the Commonwealth Room of the Siegel Center for the Good Feet Store tip-off show. VCU hosting New Mexico in the biggest non-conference game on the schedule at home. Back into the Washington Commanders, though, and the big news today, there was more testing. And that revealed that Jaden Daniels re-aggravated his elbow injury. The decision from Dan Quinn was it's best to hold him out Sunday. The medical team said the best decision was to hold him out Sunday. They will reevaluate next week. I told you guys in my mind that means that they're kind of scared that he can't protect himself. Here's the one thing I wanted to say. Jay Money, this is when a good producer here would go through the archives and find the audio. Because I said it. And I'll say it again. He should not have come back in the Minnesota game. Like, I said, I want him to return when he's fully medically cleared and ready to play and gets a full week of practice. Like, let's not play revisionist history here. Jaden Daniels was limited at the start of the week at practice. Then they made him full, and they brought him back against the Minnesota Vikings. They should have sat him out until he was fully ready for a week of practice so that he could game plan, go through everything, and feel comfortable. Because he didn't look comfortable out there. He didn't look like he knew where his number two or three options were. He knew where just his number one was. They don't trust Jaden to protect himself. But I wanted him to sit out. Roll the audio, Jay Money. Hit the tape. I told you I was scared of that defense. That's a tough environment on the road. I wanted him to play the divisional game against the Giants, the Eagles, and then the Cowboys on Christmas and call it a day. Now, we may not get Jaden for any of the divisional games, the games that actually matter, the games that you can actually test yourself against an opponent that you play every single year, twice a year. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is winning that division. And it sucks to sit here on December 10th and know my team is eliminated. It sucks to sit here on December 10th with a 3-10 record, 3-10 record, and know that if we were just a game or two better, we'd be in it. Because the Eagles are blowing it. The Eagles are blowing it. The Cowboys aren't making the most of their opportunities. The Eagles are blowing it right now. They've lost 3 straight games. Yes, they'll probably beat the Raiders and get to 9 wins. But they have 3 tough games to end their season. Washington, Buffalo, Washington. I mean, think back to last year. We would have killed for this opportunity to win the division. Moving forward, we'll kill for this opportunity to win the division. With 4 games left, and the Eagles struggling, and Dallas struggling. It's a wasted opportunity of a season. Because I know Dallas, New York, and Philly will all be better next year. The NFC East is down right now. And we're all kind of watching it firsthand with the latest episode of Hard Knocks. Quickly, Jay Money, let's do net clicks here on AWOD Radio so I can give you my thoughts on last night's episode of Hard Knocks.
Net clicks. The best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
So the first thing was how sad that Zach Ertz story was. They interviewed him. They had an offensive coach talk about how much he means to the locker room, how professional he is. Then we see the devastating injury. We see the team crowding around him. Marcus Mariota apologizing for the hospital ball that he threw him as he definitely hyperextended his knee and will be lost for the season. I think Zach Ertz is the kind of guy that will fight to not let that be the last lasting memory of his career. And like I said all along, I think he will go back to Philly and sign a yearly contract with them and finish career in Philly, where he'll be a Philly Sports Hall of Famer for sure. But that was just devastating there to see that after we know how much he means to this team. And that injury was awful. The fact that it wasn't penalized, just killing me. Just killing me. Another thought here. My goodness, do I love Coach Schottenheimer with the Dallas Cowboys and his relationship with Dak. Dak made him put on the over-the-head neck hat that he wore kind of to cover himself up in the cold. Like, they just have this bro relationship, the head coach and the starting quarterback, and I really think that's a winning formula. And then you look at what's happening in Philly, and I don't think anybody in that locker room really likes Nick Sirianni. I think they think he's a punk. They think he's just a Division III wide receiver that ended up being a head coach of a national football team. I mean, that's kind of what A.J. Brown said straight up. Devontae Smith kind of laughs at Nick Sirianni. There is just no faith in their head coach in Philly. And he kind of seems like a punk. Jeremy, what did you think of your guy Kafka? I actually was fired up with him in the him speaking to his team there in Hard Knocks.
I wasn't a fan of him. I think every other word he said was the F-bomb. It was just...
Oh, you didn't like that!
It was a little much. Like, it's fine. Like, it's in everyday life. I understand you want to fire your guys up. You want to get your guys going. Halfway through the episode, I was thinking I could make a drinking game out of it every time he said the F-word, but I don't think I would have made it to work in the morning if I had done that.
He got me excited. Now, I mean, it was a lot of F-bombs and they weren't necessary, but it was like... It was very motivational. After the week before where he kind of was a nothing burger, I thought that was cool to see. But, yeah, I mean, my bigger takeaway was I loved Shoddy and I kind of hate Nick Sirianni. Your thoughts on the episode?
Yeah, no, this episode was really interesting. The big takeaway was the way that Zach Ertz, obviously, was handled throughout that whole episode, the way that they highlighted him, and then that injury, everything that dealt with the Commanders. But the Eagles was weird because it felt like Nick Sirianni was trying to get something going. It felt like they were trying to get some chemistry going. They kept insisting that nothing was wrong in the locker room, that all this outside noise was making them stronger, but it just wasn't showing on the tape with the Eagles. With the Cowboys, I love Schottenheimer. I love that team. I wasn't trying to come into this series loving the Cowboys, but I'm coming out of it being a big fan of what they're doing over there, what that whole team is about.
I mean, I have to agree. Now, I don't really love George Pickens, but I love what I'm seeing out of CeeDee Lamb. I really like what I'm seeing out of Dak, the leadership of their starting quarterback, Schottenheimer, just the whole organization. Did you see the celebrity in the owner's box that was joining Jerry Jones? Cade Cunningham made an appearance.
Oh, I was trying to figure out who it was because there was someone.
Yeah, I had to look that up. He plays for the Detroit Pistons, and they were in Detroit, but he was actually born and raised in Arlington, Texas, so he's probably a diehard Cowboys fan, and that's why he was there in the box.
All right, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's cool to get this kind of access into the owner's box with a guy like Jerry Jones. They had one guy at the home game that they were showing for the Cowboys earlier in the episode that just kept hugging him. I don't know who it was, but that was something that drew my attention too.
Yeah. The other thing that I was noticing was Jerry Jones' son sits about six seats away from him, from his father, because he knows you got to give your dad space when he's watching a Cowboys game. He lives and dies by every play, just like all of us NFL fans with our favorite team. I kind of love it from Jerry Jones. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 AM 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.